BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Scott Mills.
So, on today's show, we discuss the secret tradesmen rules that only they know about. They let us inside their world. And also, is it okay for the man who came to my house yesterday to do some work, do what he did?
Well, also, it's thrown open a lot of questions that I have on a similar issue, which I thought was perfectly normal, but I'm now thinking is not.
What, behind your shed?
Behind the shed.
Yeah, you'll hear all this on the podcast. Also, more evil seagulls and another apology to pigeons. It's Lizzie's hen do this week, so we got some real talk for her. And Chris spends the first part of the show doing something that we can't even mention. So what's the point?
Scott Mills.
So, just me on my own. Chris isn't here at the moment, but I'm told he will be later. What's going on, please?
I've got to keep my voice down a little bit. Not because I'm doing anything dodgy, but because we're doing something amazing today. But I'm doing that thing that you did yesterday, which is I can't talk about it. So I don't know why you phoned me.
Well, I've been told that you're going to be here at some point later.
Yeah. So the thing that we're doing... I won't be allowed to talk about it later. So it's almost entirely pointless,
right,
this conversation. However, what I can say, what I'm doing today is sort of for the show, and it's brilliant. It's really, really good.
And so important that you have to miss some of the show, right? Because that's not really my bag.
No, well, I was told that they needed one of me or you to go do this today, and they sent the best man for it.
Okay. Can you describe where you are? Will that give it away?
I can. It's very hot where I am. It's very hot. There's some other people with me. But it's like... Oh, I'll tell you, I can describe the feeling right now as the quiet before the storm. Mm. That's sort of what it feels like right now.
So are you waiting for someone?
We're waiting. We're waiting for people, actually. We're waiting for people.
More than one.
More than one, yeah, I think I can say that. It's a really funny situation I'm in right now because there's eyes on me. I'm not allowed to say certain things.
What do you mean? Who are they?
I don't know.
I'm sensing that you can't say anything because they're right in
That's
the room
it.
With you, yeah.
That's it. That's okay. Exactly it.
Are they?
But what I can say...
We can do yes or no. Are they like security people?
Right, so... We had to go somewhere yesterday, do you remember? And those people that were kind of watching us.
Literally like hawks, yeah.
Like, could also be Game of Thrones characters.
Yeah.
Sort of build, yeah.
Okay.
One or two of them.
Can they hear you now?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I forgot.
I was like, let's just do yes or no, and then you called them Game of Thrones characters. All right. So any idea roughly what time you'll be here?
Yeah, so I'll be back as soon as this is done. That's all I can tell you. And also, I'm hoping to be back around about 2 o'clock, I think.
Okay.
But if they're late, they're late. But I will say this, it's for the show and it's very, very, very exciting and will hopefully spark joy for a lot of people.
It must be important if you are off the show, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, this isn't a bunk. This is, you know, bosses know about this. Bosses are like, right, yeah, you can do that. It's all good.
Mysterious that I've not been told, but hey.
Mm.
I will see you when you get here, then.
I'll see you when I get there.
Yes. All right.
Hello.
Good luck.
Scott Mills.
Various theories on where Chris is. Gareth doesn't even think he was calling from the UK. Are you calling from the UK? Someone else, don't know the name, shout out 715 on the text, is Chris washing horses, Willies? That was a previous Ask Me Anything, of course. Holly in Staffordshire, Chris has a sexy, quiet voice. Make him do it more often. John on the M1 reckons that Chris is currently sorting out Brexit.
Scott Mills.
I was talking yesterday about the time where I got absolutely annihilated by what I thought was a pigeon. I thought vanilla ice cream had landed on my left arm, so I licked it. Definitely not ice cream. Since I said this about the pigeons yesterday, there's been an uprising and several of them have complained because I accused them wrongly of doing that to me. Pigeons don't poo when they're flying. Seagulls do. So once again, I need to apologise to all the pigeons who are listening to Radio 1 because I know it wasn't you now. It was the filthy seagulls. Rachel, you understand my dilemma here, don't you?
Yeah, I understand your dilemma, Scott. I got ambushed by a seagull on my honeymoon.
Right, where were you?
I was in Capri. So, yeah, I was in this, like, amazing, super cool, like, George Clooney-style hotel on my honeymoon 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And I was lying out by the pool. It's literally like, do you know that silence before something really, like, bad happens?
Yeah, I do.
It's like, yeah. And then the next minute, a seagull just flew over me, opened its bowels, and, yeah, I was covered.
Just
all
you?
Over my hair. I was, yeah, I had a bikini on. It was on my stomach. My husband just laughed. Yeah, yeah, and it really stunk. It was savage. It was, and even the pool man who was, like, he was really quiet and discreet because I think, you know, that's just how he has to be. He's quite cool.
Yeah.
He started laughing and then he came over with a mop.
What, I mopped you?
Well, you know what the insulting thing was? The mop, he was mopping around me. Like, no one actually, like, he had, like, an abundance of towels. I was like, yeah, pal, I'll have one of those, please.
Right.
No, my husband produced some baby wipes out of the bag and then attempted to, like, dab me down, but he was laughing too hard.
Oh, Rachel. So,
yeah, yeah, but just to also say, seagulls, actually, I do feel sorry for the pigeons because I think generally they're not that bad. So I feel for you. I mean, I didn't obviously lick myself because it was quite clear that it wasn't ice cream.
Sure.
Yeah.
They really do pick on you sometimes. And, you know, Rachel, mm-hmm. I'll apologise when I need to apologise. I got pigeons all wrong.
Yeah, but you've apologised now. I think they can move on. But you just need to watch your back now because the seagulls, I mean, they're vicious anyway.
What they do, and I'm convinced of it, they spot their target. So whether it be a large crowd of people where they'll get as many as possible, or you being all glam in a 5-star hotel in a bikini looking great, they'll be like, right, they fly around until they find a suitable target and then bam.
Yeah.
I think we can all agree that we now know that seagulls are the enemy.
Yeah, they are the true enemy. Leave the pigeons be.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1 at Work means we are visiting lots of you at your workplaces because you listen to us. It's a reward. Ariel Free, where have you got to now, please?
Hello, Scott. I have made it all the way to Hyde. We've had a lovely morning. We've been to a butcher's, we've been to a cake shop, and now we're a social media company, and there's a bit of a debate going on here. I'm joined by Jess and Nancy. Nancy's the big boss. And we've got Jess. You know, Jess, you've got a bit of a dilemma, haven't you?
So everyone in the office loves Radio 1, but Nancy will not let us listen to it. Sometimes we play a game where we have it on all day and see how long it takes her to notice. She normally notices quite quickly.
Okay.
So we're allowed to listen to Radio 2 because it's a compromise, but if it was up to Nancy, we'd listen to Radio 4.
Oh, wow. Okay. And Nancy is the boss, really, isn't she?
Yes. So, and a very nice one at that.
Yeah, but so what you say goes.
Well, yeah, it drives me crazy, radio, listening to Radio 1. It's we have to keep, it's the only way to keep me calm is to turn it off.
What's the average age group, would you say, of your workforce?
Well, I'm 64 and everybody else is under 30 and most of them are in their early 20s.
Yeah, you see a common theme here, Nancy. People of that age will want to listen to us.
They do, and they're very mean. They'll sneak it back to Radio 1 when they think I've left for the day, and if I come back in, I find Radio 1 screeching away in the corner, and
screeching.
It's very upsetting. Yes. Well, that's what it sounds like to me.
Wow, we've got quite a big job on our hands here, haven't we, Jess?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I think I need to stage an intervention.
She's laughing at me.
No, 100% we really, really do. And I really need your help, Scott.
Okay, I've got an idea. Wait there.
Scott Mills.
So, the company today, Ariel, is...
We are at the Social Media Makes Sense in Hyde. There's a real debate going on in the office as most of the office wants to listen to Radio 1 all day, every day. However, Big Boss Nancy doesn't like Radio 1.
Nancy, I need to plead with you now.
I'm all ears, Scott.
Okay. Hello, Nancy. My name is Scott Mills, and I am one of the senior Radio 1 presenters. By senior, I don't mean old, I just mean important.
Are you mocking my age, Scott?
No, not in any way. Nancy, I'm here to tell you why we, Radio 1, are the right choice of station for your office. Because in many ways, we love the same things that you probably do. Wine. Some hits. And the odd innuendo.
Okay.
Nancy, we may not be the nation's biggest station, but we are the best. The station that brings you innuendo bingo, the escape room, Radio 1's big weekend, and where you'll hear your next favourite song.
All right.
We've got great presenters who never make mistakes.
Fizz Muse, submissive black hole.
We are slick. We never miss a beat.
Look, that button's broken. Oh, and that one. Just wait there, everyone, a second. Look, that mic doesn't even close. So if I turn my mic off, people can still hear me.
We're mature and sophisticated.
Good afternoon, the Muff Liquor Company, Laura. Oh,
come on.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
I'm so sorry. That guy can't have heard that right.
The Muff Liquor Company.
I heard it right.
We have amazing live music in the live lounge. We sometimes, Nancy, have less amazing music. But here's the thing, Nancy. Here is why you should have Radio 1 on in your office. Why you should tune to 97 to 99 FM. I'll say that for a while. Select Radio 1 on your digital radio. Scroll to us on the BBC Sounds app. We are, in many ways, a bit like you, Nancy. Maybe you're having a bad day at work or a crap day at school. Maybe things haven't been easy at home lately. We're here to make you laugh, to sing along, or sometimes feel slightly sick, which still counts as a distraction. When you laugh, we laugh. When you cry, we cry. When you want the workday to be over, trust me, so do we. So Nancy, play Radio 1 loud and proud. And say with me, I will play Radio 1.
I will play Radio 1.
Once again with me, Nancy. I will play Radio 1.
I will play Radio 1.
Now, Nancy, turn that dial, change that preset. Tell me that you will listen from now until the end of time.
I will listen from now until the end of time.
Now, Nancy, go to the drawer, get that super glue I know you've got in your cupboard. Smother it on that dial so you cannot change it. Actually, that's too far.
No.
Okay, but I think you're fine, Nancy. That was quite the plea.
It was. It was heartwarming.
Thank you. Okay, I think my mission here is done. Jess, okay. Was that good enough?
Yeah, she's genuinely crying right now.
That's what I wanted. Another office completely converted to Radio 1. Thanks, everyone.
Scott Mills.
So Chris is taking his time coming back from a secret mission. If he's gone shopping, getting some lunch or whatever, all casual after what he's been doing, whatever it is, I'd be livid. We've got Bumble Windsor. Oh, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Yes. That's weird. Hi.
Sorry, it feels weird. I'm all sweaty.
Right. Did you get lunch on the way back, though?
What? Yeah, I got my lunch.
Right. Like, we said rush back.
Everyone's entitled to a lunch break, Scott.
Not on my watch. people think you've been fixing Brexit, which
yeah, what
if it took just
saying?
An hour is impressive.
Ooh,
you're really hot.
Really hot, yeah. Right. I got it quick.
And how was whatever you were doing today?
Oh, it was good.
You nearly said it then.
It was good. Well, I can't wait to tell people.
Okay.
It's all good.
When are we allowed?
Nothing to do with Brexit, though. They made that very clear at the start.
Right. Did they take your phone off you?
I didn't.
You didn't offer it up. You left it in the bag, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, classic. Well, we just played Double Cyrus, Miley and Billy Ray.
Why? Oh, okay.
Because Billy Ray's on that track with Lil Nas X.
Yes.
He's done a version of it. And we were just waiting for you, to be honest, to do Bumbaleo. So.
Great. Well, right. We can crack on.
Scott Mills.
It's midweek, so let's celebrate. Yes. Lots of you, including Danny from Lincoln, want Maya Jama's latest slip-up from last week.
Andrew in Kendall vibes in. Also to Rachel and Hugh Janus. Your yes. son or daughter loves you. They've said that. It's really cute.
I like whoever sent that in. Have we located the person who sent that in yet? They should get. We should get them on. Maybe not, actually. Mm.
Luke wants that clip from ages ago with people talking in their sleep.
Sounds like you're going to get married in a wibbly-wobbly house.
Dan wants classic Magical Trevor.
Everyone loves Magical Trevor, because the tricks that he does are ever so clever. Look at him now, disappearing the cow. Where is the cow? Hidden right now. Taking a bow, it's Magical Trevor. Everybody's seen that the trick is clever. Look at him there with his leathery, leathery whip.
Just brings me back to Lolathon. Yeah. We started playing those in.
Do you remember the 80s dating video we found with Maurice? Ollie in Southampton wants to hear him.
Hi, I'm Maurice. I'm an executive by day and a wild man by night.
Wild man.
What?
Loads of people, including David in Doncaster, wants this slight slip up from Channel 4 Racing.
Just confirming the ground is now good to see. Oh, you've been joined by a beautiful lady.
It's a man, actually, Derek.
Kay and hundreds of others wanted this.
Right after the break, we're going to interview Eric Weihenmayer, who climbed the highest mountain in the world, Mount Everest. But he's gay. He's blind.
Luke in Bristol wants Robot Clara.
Gregory, hello.
Yes.
Where are you?
But we're halfway to the weekend. Should we get on the shout-outs? Mike bumbling his plough off right now in North Wales. Hello, Steve. Bumbling his maracas off in Wigan. He's on a stag do to Portugal tomorrow. Good times.
I've got Holly in Staffordshire. I've got Karen, Eulina, BT, Rich and Leanne listening at work in Rugby. Hannah delivering parcels in Poole. Hello. Rhea, Megan, Daisy, Luke and Amy in Essex. Did you just do that one?
No.
Oh, sorry.
Bambaleo.
Jack, the estate agent in York. Mark in Plymouth. Where are you? Getting excited for his mate Rob's stag do tomorrow in Portugal. Yeah, sorry, you said that. I wasn't listening.
Beth and Ellie bumbling in Ludlow right now in the office. Just having a little office bumbaleo there.
Kev wishing John a happy birthday. Bumbaleo! Simon in his sales office in Chesterfield.
Hello.
Emma and Dan texting in from the UK. Lou bumbling like crazy on her own in the office in Preston.
Getting this in my mouth is too good.
Craig in Middlesbrough. Kieran the joiner in Chichester.
Hello, Moose, who's trying to get a cone out from under his car.
Teresa Green, sure, in the New Forest. Jess on her way to go for a run with Paul. Witness the fitness. And Tom in Derby, his 21st tomorrow, and it's his last day of work today, going to Amsterdam with the lads this weekend.
But he's gay.
Scott Mills.
Whatever you've been doing in the time that you're not here has made you really hot. I've never seen you sweat so much.
I know, I'm sweating like you.
It's like Naughty Boy. So much you're sweating. Or Chris Martin when he's on stage.
Do you know what I did? I got here quite rapid, but via getting some soup, and I don't think the two things combine well.
Yeah, like I said, rush along, please. No time for soup. If you can get back for the show as quickly as possible, thank you. Okay, that sounds mean now.
I think you're sounding pedantic.
Well, it's just that.
Also,
like,
I hate to say you're sounding a little bit dad.
Right. It's just that I need you here for the show.
So what's going on? What have I missed? What's coming up?
Coming up is Bangers at 2:40. You've missed a lady called Nancy, who was not convinced about playing Radio 1 out at work at all, but I did a massive emotional speech, and now she's all about
well
it.
Well done, man.
Thank you.
Scott Mills.
Okay, we'll have lots of people listening that'll be able to answer this question. Coming up in the next 10 minutes, I have a genuine thing that I want to know the answer to, When workmen come round to, like, fix stuff in your house, what are the boundaries there? And where are the no-go zones?
Okay, this sounds vague.
Just something that happened yesterday.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
I can now cross over to sunny Norfolk, and waiting there is 22-year-old Rory. Hello.
Yes, Scott, how are you doing?
Yes, mate. So you listen to us every day at work?
Yeah, we're always tuned in for bangers.
Okay, and what's your shop? What's your job?
Big Up Terrace Sports Mail. We're like a fish and tackle shop in Norfolk. So, yeah, we're all doing a bit of fishing on the weekends.
We love a fish and tackle shop, especially on funny business when we call for funny business names. You know, easy jokes to be made there.
Do you know?
Yeah, no big rods in here.
Mm. I used to go fishing with my granddad and I actually found it quite relaxing.
Wow.
Actually, no, the producer of this show loves a fish.
Yeah, well, we've both had some experience with fishing, haven't we? When I went single...
Yeah.
I decided to feel like I basically booked off this week holiday, ended up not going on that holiday because single. So then booked up a load of activities to just pass the time. And one of them, and I don't know, some people might know this, some people won't, but one of them was I ended up going to a car park just outside of Windsor, five, six in the morning to meet this random dude I'd met on the internet who was going to teach me fishing.
How did you meet him again?
So I had to, it was a really awkward experience. I didn't know him and I was in the car park. And what I would do is when I saw a car come into this car park, because it was so early, there wasn't many cars, I'd flash the lights.
Yeah.
In the hope that it kind of signalled that I was there.
I seem to think that his name
I'm
was...
I'm not sure if you were fishing there.
No, he was fishing, but he just met this guy on the internet. He'd just become newly single, didn't know
Alan?
What to do with his week. I think it was Alan.
Yeah.
I've written down Alan, yes. All right, OK, here's what I've got for you today, Rory, in your fish and tackle shop. Childish Gambino, 3005.
Hola. Average.
You like that one, Scott, is it?
I like it.
The faceless man pulls out another face, and there it is.
It's just because you're having a dry spell.
Unexpected item in the baggage area there from you, Mills.
It's a good song.
It is a good song, to be fair. Okay, you can have that. We can have my choice, which is this. This is the Red Hot Chili Peppers, by the way.
I love Red Hot Peppers.
Mm. I saw them at Reading a couple of years ago. And this was on.
Cool story.
Oh, shut up. I'm not in the mood for it. I've been running around, all for the good of you as well.
You've not won since March.
Keeps throwing the stat out. Let's get the stat guy on. There's a guy who listens who has all the stats with bangers. I think you'd find it embarrassing.
Oh, that's big talk.
All right, Rory, this is awkward. So let's get on with the selection, shall we?
Yeah. I think I'm going to have to go with Chris today, Scott.
Thought so, yeah.
Oi, big boy. Greg, your radio show is...
Thank you, Gordon.
Radio 1 Breakfast
with Greg James.
This podcast is a daily bit of nonsense.
Come and give us your unpopular opinion.
I believe dinosaurs
did
not exist.
Oh, come on.
Greg James.
If it sounds like your thing, then download it from the new BBC Sounds app. That sounds fancy, doesn't it?
Standing in line to see the show tonight and now the light on. Heavy glow. By the way, I tried to say I'd be there, waiting for...
I actually forgot what a good track that is.
I love that. Man, that song Out Loud is the one.
By the way, Red Hot Chili Peppers, a deserved win.
Scott Mills.
I'm getting a real insight right now into what things mean when people are doing stuff at your house. Jordan the Roofer says, if we ever refuse a tea or coffee at your house, they we generally think you're a scruffy mess.
My understanding, and I'd love to be corrected on this if not true, is that if you don't offer builders tea or coffee, they whack more money on the end.
Yeah, but if they refuse it, they're like, wouldn't drink out of that cup.
Oh.
If you work in people's houses all the time, can you let us know what the other unwritten rules are, please, that we don't know about? Because I think this would be fascinating. 81199. Yeah, so Joe has guessed exactly what happened yesterday. So this bloke comes around to fix my alarm. It's really boring. But Joe is correct. Says, our builder lives down the road. At 7:55 a.m. he arrived to start work and used our loo to do a number two before he started. His house is a few doors down. That's not okay. Yeah, so this guy walks in. He's like, all right. I'm like, hey, yeah, here for the alarm, cool. And first thing he does is, can I use the loo? I'm like, yeah, there's one there, yeah. I go back upstairs about 10 minutes later. Yeah, he's definitely arrived. I mean, he'd opened the window, but a full-on, like,
well,
situation
look, if it
there.
Was if it was an emergency situation, I have sympathy for the guy, because obviously he's just done what he needs to do and then he's opened windows and done the best he can to deal with it. It's a tricky situation to find yourself in someone else's house, but maybe this is something he just does with a bit of confidence. Because I thought with builders, they're meant to look after themselves. I thought that was generally the rule. So they either bring a port-a-loo or, like mine did, just use behind the shed. I knew they were definitely doing it because I'd see them occasionally go down with a toilet roll.
Oh, what, just behind the shed there?
So my shed at the bottom of the garden, they'll just go around the back of there, and I was fine with that.
Right.
Because I assume, well, that's fine, isn't it? I'm never going to have to go round there. I'm sure that is what they were doing round there. But sometimes they bring their own port-a-loo.
Never heard of that. Also, don't stand and watch us work, says Rick in Rochdale. We purposely do a worse job. Yeah, a lot of people saying this situation that I'm in is not okay.
Hang on, this is really bugging me now. Everyone's looking at me a bit weird. So the builders that I was using that went round the back of the shed, clearly with a roll of toilet paper, is that something all builders do, or was that just them?
I don't know, let's find out. Jack the plumber in Lincolnshire, if you make yourself a drink without offering the tradesman one, that is a really easy way to annoy us. This is fascinating.
Scott Mills.
Chris is a heating engineer in Oxford. When they go, can you take your shoes off? No, actually, I've got dust sheets and shoe covers, so I'm good. That annoys them. Also, yeah, some people are saying they just don't accept the tea or coffee because you don't know about the mugs. Luke in Eastbourne, also a tradesman. Clients that tell you how to do the job after they spent the evening before Googling how to do it. Nah.
Scott Mills. Radio.
We were talking last week on the show about Hindus, and the bride-to-be generally always says, yeah, I want it to be classy. I don't want anything tacky. It always happens.
It's always the directive, isn't it?
Yeah.
However, my theory is it always ends up tacky.
Hello, Lizzie.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. So when's your hen?
This weekend.
Where are you going?
I have no idea. I've been completely kept in the dark.
But I bet there's one thing you don't want it to be.
Well, yeah, I've been pretty easygoing about the planning, so I don't mind what we do. But the one sort of demand or request, I said, please, please, can we not do any of the cringy cliche stuff? And it's literally everything you were talking about last week. That's why I texted in.
Right, so you text us going, yeah, I've asked for all of that not to happen, but it will, you know it. It will.
To be honest, I think I'm probably going to get stitched up because I've said that, because they know I don't shy away from fancy dress. I'm up for a laugh. And I think they're going to completely stitch me up because I've turned around and been like, please, no willy straws, no printed t-shirts, no sashes, definitely no, like, private strippers or anything cringe.
Yeah, this is what people always say, but it always descends into tackiness.
I know, I've got the fear.
Talk to me about the bride squad then, who's involved?
So I've got Maid of Honour Holly, who's kind of taken charge of everything.
Whoop, whoop.
Yes. I've got Chloe, my other bridesmaid, and my sister's a bridesmaid. And there's about, I think there's about 12 of us going.
Right, so you've got Chloe there coming, you've got Holly.
Yeah.
I mean, you're hoping there won't be shirts made, but there will. It would be crazy Chloe, horny Holly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Lucy Lizzie.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, that will happen, definitely. The nicknames will be on. What are we saying about squirty cream and stuff like that? The only reason I say... No, because I saw one of my best mate's mums... I won't name him on here because then she'll get found out.
Don't.
But you know him as well, Scott. And his mum was licking squirty cream off some guy with abs.
That's not okay.
No.
Don't.
I'm actually scarred from a stripper incident years back at a friend's birthday, so hopefully there'll be nothing else like that.
What happened?
Oh, God, it's kind of been branded the night we don't speak of.
Excellent.
We thought it'd be hilarious for my friend's 21st to hire a male stripper. It was one of the nights where, it was one of the years back where it's bleached down with snow. And so, like, half the bridal party couldn't make it. And what's even worse, the pre-selected stripper that we had, he was snowed in. So they literally just ended up pulling in some random local bloke, like, who they have on the books as backup. And it ended up just being half a dozen of us in a hotel room, in, like, a small hotel room.
Right.
And, like, just some bloke came in dressed as a sailor.
Oh, it's so
like,
rubbish.
Like, mid to late 40s, slightly overweight, and started... he started stripping for us. Yeah, but it was like a really intimate environment. We were in a small hotel room, and there was like, instead of there being a big group of us like whooping and cheering, there were like six of us, and some of them were like legitimately trying to run away and get out of the room.
Wow.
Like, traumatized.
Yeah, I can tell you've got the fear of your hen because of that.
Yeah, literally. You were talking about the fear last week. I don't know what I'm more scared of. Like, the way it's going to go, what they've planned for me, or the tacky, cringy stuff that you just want to avoid.
Do you know the first people you need to tell after it's happened? Us.
Oh, no. Depends on how it goes. Yeah, well, you'll want to know, won't you?
Yeah, this is a good idea, Scott. We could do like a Hendu review.
Yeah.
Could be a section of the show, couldn't it? Hendu review.
Yeah. Let's review it next week. Speak to you then.
Yes, I'll speak then.
Scott Mills.
Absolutely buzzing that I just broke some news to you that you didn't know about. But it's kind of in revenge for when you tell me football news just to annoy me.
Yeah, I like to tell you before you've seen it and be like, oh, so-and-so's quit West Ham. And you'd be like, how do you know that?
I hate it when you do it because you don't really like football. So you do it to... Actually, I don't know why you do it. I think it is just to annoy me because I shouldn't be hearing football news from you.
It's a power thing.
It's a power thing. Anyway, what news have I just told you?
Darcy Bustle's quit Strictly.
Exactly.
And you told me that's not okay. I need a moment.
You're really shook by it.
I'm
as well,
shook.
Aren't you?
I am shooketh. I'm learning so much about the secret rules of tradesmen and women today. Barry's broken the rules. What did you do, Barry?
Right, this one morning I went to work. Feeling fine. Went to my first job to fix a boiler. All of a sudden needed the toilet. Asked the customer, can I go to the toilet? He said, yeah, fine, okay. Went to the toilet, number two, and tried to open the window. There was a lock on the window. I thought, oh no, there's no spray in there, no lock on the window. So came out, closed the door, carried on fixing the boiler. At this point, the lady in the property, we was out, was coming home, and she said, the boiler all fixed? I said, yeah, it's all fine, I'm going to see you. Left, everything's fine. Next morning when I went into work, my boss pulled me aside, and he said, did you go for this address? I said, yeah, yeah. He said, she called off after you left. He said, I have to go around. He said, when she got in, he said, the smell is made her cry. She said, we have to buy a bunch of flowers as an apology.
She cried.
She cried.
The smell was so bad that she cried.
Yes.
Great recovery from your boss, though, with the flowers on two different levels there.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow at 1 on Radio 1. Thursday means Where Do You Think They Were? Another beautiful conception story at 1:40.
Scott Mills.